Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Help is being sent to Turkey and Syria after the two countries were rocked by devastating earthquakes. At least 3,000 people have died. Thousands more have been injured. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. is responding to the disaster.
The president authorized an immediate U.S. response in addition to the U.S. personnel currently on the ground. We are in the process of deploying additional teams to support Turkish search and rescue efforts.
The Australian Transport Safety Bureau is investigating the cause of an air tanker crash on the state's south coast. Two pilots on board the Boeing 737 walked away from the wreckage in the Fitzgerald River National Park south of Ravensthorpe late yesterday afternoon. The water tanker had departed Busselton an hour earlier to assist with a bushfire in the region. Mortgage holders are bracing for another rate rise when the Reserve Bank meets in the coming hours. Most economists believe global factors will push the board to add an extra 25 basis points to the official cash rate. Treasurer Jim Chalmers concedes it will hit the hip pockets of many Aussies.
We've got a lot coming at us, but we've got a lot going for us as well. We're optimistic about the future of our country and the future of our economy, but we're realistic about the impact of global conditions and the impact of these rate rises on households, on people.
Anthony Albanese will meet with his New Zealand counterpart today. It will be Chris Hipkins' first trip to Australia since taking over from Jacinda Ardern last month. In sport, former Test vice-captain Brad Haddon is urging India not to prepare wickets that are too spin-friendly for the upcoming Test series against Australia. Speaking to listeners' Willow Talk podcast, he says it could boost our chance of victory.
It creates a lot of unknown who's going to win the Test match. Australia have got experienced batting line. They've got one of the best spinners in the world. They do create a wicket that goes through the top. That brings Australia right into the game.
And Wildcats star Bryce Cotton is among the favourites to be crowned the NBL's most valuable player at tonight's ceremony.